President Obama is in London today. He's having lunch with Queen Elizabeth II. He's helping celebrate her 90th birthday. But he's also stopped in to ask British voters to reject a move to leave the European Union. It's called Brexit, or British exit, and the vote is on June 23rd. Now, the latest average of polls from The Economist magazine showed that about 40% of Britons want to leave the European Union. About 51% want to stay. President Obama wrote in an op-ed in the Telegraph newspaper that leaving would weaken the special relationship between the United States and the UK. Now, some see the president's visit as part of the problem.
I just find it absolutely bizarre that we're being lectured by the Americans about giving up our sovereignty and giving up control when the Americans won't even sign up to the International Convention on the Law of the Sea. They wouldn't dream of sharing sovereignty.
So does he deem
they it? Wouldn't dream of it. It's nakedly hypocritical.
That's the mayor of London, Boris Johnson, in an interview with the BBC last week. Now, for more, we turn to Bernard Jenkin. He's a member of the British Parliament with the Conservative Party. He's also a member of the Vote to Leave Board, which is leading the call to leave the European Union. Mr. Jenkin, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, President Obama said in that op-ed in the Telegraph that I mentioned, essentially, that the United States is facing the same pressures as the UK, like the aftermath of a recession, currency pressures, immigration debates, and that both countries need to resist that impulse to pull back behind walls. What's your response?
Well, this is not the United Kingdom pulling back behind walls. If the United Kingdom leaves the European Union, it means we're going to be an independent country like most countries, like the United States. And it is ironic that some Americans, not all, think the United Kingdom should be absorbed into a Franco-German superstate rather than remain independent. And it's not as though that the European Union is a great success. The Eurozone, or the European single currency, which we're not in but we're associated with, is a disaster. I mean, the Eurozone area, 19 countries share the European single currency. They have 10% unemployment. Where else in the developed world is there 10% unemployment? And we also have a migration crisis, which is sweeping across our continent because the European Union has stupidly opened its borders internally. So once you get into Turkey, once you get into Greece or Italy, you can go anywhere in the European Union. You would never dream of inflicting these things upon yourselves. And the European Union is not like a sort of club of sovereign states. It has a parliament, it has a court, a supreme court that can overrule the United Kingdom Parliament. It makes laws that are binding on the member states. And I say to Americans who say that we should stay in the European Union, why don't you join a single currency with Mexico and Canada and Ecuador and Peru and Brazil? Why not set them up with a Supreme Court that can overrule your Supreme Court? And why not let them tell you to open your borders to the south and the north to let anybody in who wants to come into your country? Because that's what the Americans are asking us to do.
At the same time, Mr. Jenkins, you know, there is a concern that as the UK deals with the impact of a great recession and terrorism concerns, which are real, and an immigration crisis, which is real, and currency concerns, that politicians like you are responding to populist and even protectionist or xenophobic political impulses.
No, this is complete rubbish. I'm an Atlanticist. I studied European music and European literature at university. My great grandmother was French, and that is a ridiculous caricature. What we have is a migration crisis and a currency crisis in the European Union caused by the European Union. It's the European Union that swept away all their internal frontiers and made it easy for people to get into the European Union and then move around. It was a former head of Interpol that said that the free travel area in Europe is an invitation for terrorists to come and make their attacks and then make their escape. We found that the Paris attacks and the Belgium attacks recently were terrorists buying weapons in Eastern Europe and traveling around Europe unchecked?
Well, let's talk about the situation now, Mr. Jenkins, because there is a strong argument that a more divided Europe only plays into the hands of Vladimir Putin, who's now seeking to use divisions to attract potential members or leaving members to a closer relationship with Moscow. Now, he's not going to get the UK into an alliance, but other countries see the example. The EU is weakened by this move, and it plays into Putin's hands.
The European Union is not a democracy. It is made up of democracy. It actually takes power away from democracy and gathers itself to a bureaucracy, an unaccountable bureaucracy. That is why we've got the rise of the right in France, in Greece, in Italy. This is not, the European Union is not causing stability. It is causing instability. And that's what I think a lot of people in the United States don't seem to understand. We're not going to be like a United States of Europe in the image of the United States. We've got a much more longer and a much more complicated history. And I don't care what Putin says. I don't care what President Obama says. The British people should make their own judgment in their own national interest. That is what we will do. And I think you will find by looking after our national interests, that's actually in the United States' national interest, too.
Bernard Jenkin is a member of the British Parliament with the Conservative Party. He's also a member of Vote Leave, which wants to leave the European Union. Mr. Jenkins, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.